Hello there, listener. James here on the final approach to home on a dark and drizzly Thursday evening. Feeling a bit sort of wibbly wobbly myself, kind of mild flu symptoms, but I think it's completely coincidental with the drabness and autumnalness of it all. And also, it's been a heck of a week so far. I was intending to have a work from home day tomorrow, not least because there's some family things going on, but that's been put paid to by a rather naughty server which decided to kick up its heels and die. And it turns out, actually, the reason for that was hard disk failures. The hard disks are getting old. The whole server actually needs replacement. I've got the money to replace it. I've got the equipment being ordered, but it just hasn't got there in time. But annoyingly, the root cause of this was that someone changed the IP address. One in the IT outsourced people changed the IP address of the mail server. So when the disks failed, we didn't get the emails until we realised that we hadn't been getting any emails, reconfigured all the servers, and then emails came flooded in, and we realised that the servers weren't very well. The upshot of all this is I've been wrestling with it for much of the day, and I've ended up having to get an HP engineer call in with a new piece of equipment that will hopefully get everything working again. If it doesn't, we'll be able to strip it down even more, completely wipe it clean and get data from elsewhere. But that's for tomorrow, I think. In fact, tomorrow is an interesting day for me because I find out officially about my job, whether I've got this small promotion. And it's a bit weird because the first thing, ever since I joined the BBC, I've been on the same grade. And this will be the first sort of solid increasing grade that I've had. So it's proper management. I say proper management stuff. As was described by a friend of mine, I'm still a very small cog in a large irregular rhomboid, because it's not really a well-oiled machine. But I get this feeling, you know, if I do get it, I'll end up... I don't know enough about what my boss does, and I kind of wonder if it's like when a new government comes in, they'll get all these secrets that they were hitherto unaware of. I kind of wonder whether the Liberal Democrats are party to some information they could never have been sort of party to in the past. In that respect, you know, some real secrets about the economy or the country or the demographic or the way that we trade. And they've just gone, ah, right, I get it now. And I kind of think if I get the job tomorrow and it all gets sorted out, I'll have that feeling. And then I go, actually, I'm happy where I am, and I'll keep being a specialist if that's all right. Having said that, though, if I do get the job, I wonder who will do my job, because I'm certainly being kept busy by all the challenges. I know that I'm not going to be a hands-off manager. If I am, I'm going to be sort of doing some work and making sure I keep me brain and me fingers active. It's not going to be spreadsheets and meetings. I really hope it's not going to be spreadsheets and meetings the whole time. But that's ahead. On Saturday, I've got a wedding to go to. I mentioned this in a previous audiobook. I still don't know any more about it. I've got as far as needing to go to Hampton Court Station, and the wedding's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's all I know. It's clearly being communicated to me. I may or may not wear a suit, but given the weather, it'll definitely involve a jumper as part of my More Jumpers at Weddings campaign. I'm trying to make this audio boo as well articulated as possible. I had problems, was it yesterday or the day before? I had to record it again because when I listened to it back, I was slurring all over the place. And I've really got to watch how I speak. I do talk too fast to start off with. So if any part of this is unclear to you, please do write for a transcript and I'll let you know. Anyway, I'm nearly home now, so I shall close. I shall take my customary photo, possibly of the Shell garage as I pass it, and sign off. Have a lovely evening, and hope to hear from you soon, because I do love the audiobook community. I was going to say conversation, but it's kind of like the community and conversation. It's a bit of everything. I'll stop now. Bye.